Over the course of history, a source of great tzaras for Klal Yisrael from our enemies has often come in the form of opposition to Bris Milah. One thing that, for some reason, they like to come and give us a hard time about is Bris Milah. And even more recently, even in the United States, in some states, there's been people working to make it a ban, Bris Milah. And we find stories about this all the way back to the time of the Tanoim. The Caesar called Rabbi Kiva in and said, "What is this Bris Milah thing you do? It's terrible, it's barbaric, it's horrible. Why would you do this? Don't you think God did a good job with creation? You have to change yourself around? Didn't God create you properly? Appropriately? You know better than God? You've got to go mess around with his creation?" And Rekiva responded, "Let me ask you, what would you prefer? A stalk of wheat or a piece of cake?" The Caesar responded, "Of course I'd want a piece of cake." What do you mean? God made the stalk of wheat. You know better? You like the way you change it? That's better?" The answer is yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such a way that he expects us to change, to work on ourselves, to change ourselves, and change the world around us as well. The world was purposely created in a way, and we were purposely created in a way that we're expected to transform ourselves. Change is a very scary word. You know, a lot of people are afraid of change because it's difficult. I don't want to go through the trouble of going through the struggle of trying to change. But I'll tell you what I think many people don't realize, and that is a lot of people don't like the idea of change because they don't want to think about the fact that there's something that needs changing. And that scares them to look at themselves and admit that there's something that should be improved. What? I'm not perfect. And I could tell you that at moments I've gotten the honest, quick, knee-jerk reaction from young men when I'm talking to them about, "Don't you want to improve in this way?" And I get this response that they're so insulted. "What? You think I need to improve in some way? Just saying the words, you think you want to improve, you want to grow?" And the reaction is hurt, insult. Then, of course, you say, you know that every person needs to grow, and every person, no one should be happy with status quo. Everyone should be constantly, their whole life, growing. Saying you need to grow and change isn't an insult. Everyone should be constantly growing. And then it sets in, and they say, "Oh, yeah, of course, of course." I've encountered this countless times, because really, so many of us, really, we really do feel afraid, not so much of change, but we're afraid of admitting that there's a good reason for change, that there's work that needs to be done. And in today's society, this has taken on a whole life unto itself. It's gone to the next level. Today's society, not only are we afraid of change, it's hard to do, not only are we afraid of recognizing that there are areas that maybe need to be changed, but once we think about it, we realize, of course, everyone has areas that they need to work on. Now in society, there's become a philosophy that is one of their most strongest held beliefs around the world in so many areas is, no, we philosophically oppose the idea of change. How dare you suggest that there's any reason to change? Accept me the way I am. I may be a 7-year-old. I may be an 11-year-old. I may be a teenager. Accept me for who I am right now. With all of my immaturities and all of my lack of experience and all my lack of understanding, the way I am right now, how dare you suggest that I need to change? I'm 14 years old and I'm perfect. I'm the way I should be. You're suggesting there's something wrong with me. You need to accept me. And this is the highest goal of society now. The greatest person in the world is somebody who looks at every immature, pathetic person who doesn't work on themselves, who accomplishes nothing with their lives, and says, oh, I accept you. You are so wonderful. And if you don't do this, you are the ultimate of evil. How dare you not accept every person? This has become one of the only values to much of the world that matters. And really, maybe, you know, this mushel of the Caesar sounds so obvious to us. Nowadays, those people would say, oh yeah, we should eat the stalk of wheat. Yeah, I accept the stalk of wheat the way it is. How dare anyone try to change it? This week's parsha, we're given the mitzvah of Bris Milah. This is the lesson of Bris Milah. The lesson of Bris Milah is, as the Chinuch writes, lesson of Bris Milah is a constant reminder that we need to change, that Hashem wants us to change, that we're committed to transforming ourselves, we're committed to growing. We're not afraid of admitting that we need to change. That is our life mission. Our entire lives, to keep changing, growing, making ourselves better and better and better. If we have the reaction that so many of us have, that, wait, should I grow in some way? Do I need to work in some way? We need to work on that. We're not viewing our mission as a yid. It's the bris milah, bris olam, an everlasting bris, covenant, a deal between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that deal? A deal that we are committing to continue growing. It's an essential part of our existence as a yid, is our commitment to improving upon ourselves. If we're to the extent we're afraid of that, we're lacking in our commitment to our life's mission as a yid. Don't be afraid of change. Don't be insulted when that there's something that you need to grow in it. This is what we all need to do. That's our goal. You know, people ask me, often ask me, what's so bad about watching movies, about exposing myself to pop culture? And everyone assumes the problem that is, oh, there's schmutz on it. That's the problem. Oh, there's violence. It'll make me violent. Oh, I'm old enough. It'll affect me. So violence isn't a problem. Now the only problem is schmutz. And every the discussion is always violence, schmutz, violence, schmutz. That's what most people talk about. But really, I would tell you that the greatest problem, perhaps, the greatest challenge is these sorts of horrible philosophies that go against the most important beliefs we have, that nowadays you cannot find. You cannot find anything coming out of Hollywood that does not push these hashkafos. And it's so true and so powerful that this is the case, that I've read that in Hollywood they know that if they make a movie that does not continue to push their liberal belief, accept everyone just the way they are, beliefs, then they'll be put in cherem in Hollywood. How dare you make a video that only has men and women married to each other? If you have you cannot make a movie that only does that, because you're not pushing our cause of accepting every person, every type of Yetzer Hara, every taiva that every person has in the world. You have to do something to push acceptance of every single person with every challenge. Otherwise, you can't make a movie. So it's not that you'll sometimes encounter it nowadays. Apparently, according to what I've read, you will definitely encounter it. Every single video you watch, it will be there because they feel they have to do it. Otherwise, they're going to be there's going to be an uproar against them, that they're not pushing the liberal causes that Hollywood's supposed to push. I would encourage you all to, the next time you feel scared of change, the next time you feel like, I have nothing I need to do, I'm doing great, I'm perfect, remind yourself that no, you are never done. This is your life's mission. If you ever feel, what do you mean? This is who I am. If the words ever come out of your mouth, well, accept me for who I am, something's wrong. Those words are the words that every teenager believes in America. They are warped, horribly, hashkafically horrible words. Accept me for who I am. Now, in some way, I'm not saying there's some truth. There is some truth to that. But the way the world uses it is, I am this way, leave me be. Don't expect me to change. It's who I am. That is not a Jewish hashkafah. That's the antithesis of our philosophy, that we're expected to constantly be growing, constantly be changing.